A boat is shown crossing a river. Velocity of the boat is 4 meters per second. This is represented by the blue arrow. If the river were still, the boat reaches a point on the opposite bank towards which its bow points. Velocity of boat related to the banks would be same as the velocity of the boat related to water. In this case, the velocity of river is 4 meters per second, and this is shown by the red arrow. Boat's velocity related to water is same as earlier. Black arrow represents the sum of the blue and red vectors, and this is the velocity of the boat related to the banks. As the boat crosses the river, it would also move along the river and reach a point downstream from where it started. The time taken to cross the river is least in this case. You could reason out this way. If the river were not flowing, going straight across would take least time, and river's flow additionally carries it along the river. In this case, boat's velocity related to river has a component opposite river's velocity, which is equal to the river's velocity. So the boat moves along the shortest distance between the banks. The time taken in this case is not the least, because only a component of boat's velocity is available to cross the river. In this case, the boat's velocity is 2 meters per second, which is less than the river velocity. The boat is seen moving entirely sideways. That is, the bow is pointing in a direction at right angles to the line of motion of the boat related to the ground observer. This happens to be the least velocity required to travel between any two given places on the opposite banks.